known as BRIM, emphasizes the crucial role of data science and strengthening epidemiological studies emerging infectious diseases globally. Head of the Research Center for Data Information Science at the BRIM, Elsa Parkinson, said that the use of big data has the potential to revolutionize how Indonesia predicts and responds to disease outbreaks. Through spatial and temporal modeling, along with risk factor identification, data science enables more accurate decision, especially at the national level. This was conveyed during the webinar Digital Epidemiology, Transforming Health Studies Through Data Science, held on Wednesday. Audit Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan revealed that this year the State Bank Association, or Himbara, will distribute funds of 250 trillion rupiah to villages through village cooperatives. Minister Zulkifli Hasan, while giving his speech at the Islamic Community Unity Congress in Jakarta, explained that the funds distributed through village cooperatives are expected to build the village economy. That's the news. Well, to all of you who are listening and viewing us, we hope that you're able to continue and still, you know, listening to and watching us, because our team has already prepared our interesting segment that can only educate you but even also entertain you for today's edition with me, Mat Faisal. Well, such information and even our interesting song that we'd like to accompany you, and even, you know, we have also such a special review as Voice Pop this afternoon, and so please stay tuned, because after this song, we'll be right back to accompany you again.
Fabric, and carefully attempt to knit in the choicest weaving. A new experience you can bring home.
Bone Stunkers. To the biggest coal mine in its area. Encounter this splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With a timeless history marvelously intertwined with the wonders of nature. Well, listener, you are still with me, Rafa Isao, on Indonesia Today. Well, finally, listeners, that whoever be part of you, we would like to have and also join our special interview. It is regarding with family, listeners, special VoIP talk this afternoon. And you know that gathering with family is a precious moment for us, and it has also its own meaningful and valuable experiences. Moreover, it is based on attention, love, and care of one another. The question is, how do we get good values and character in family? So please join us and VoIP talk with Rahmat Hidayat, sociologist of Jakarta State University. Good afternoon, Pak Rahmat.
Hi,
yes, I can hear your voice so clearly. Pak Rahmat, assalamualaikum, Pak Rahmat.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, thank you, Pak Rahmat, for joining us, because this afternoon we would like to discuss about family. It is the foundation of values and character. So, Pak Rahmat, actually, before we talk more about the theme, so what does family mean for you, Pak Rahmat?
Well, thank you for having me. For me, I think according to the social media perspective, this is one of the foundations of society, right? In a family, this is also can be called the first school, everyone. Why the first school? Because everyone can learn regarding the value, the character, you know, the religion, the belief, you know. So this is very important if we talk about family and society in whole, in general. That's my point of view about family.
Okay, so talking about the important thing of family, actually, so what is the role of family in shaping a person's values and character?
Well, this is a very important role, you know, for the family. When it can develop, you know, from develop can build the family. Before someone go outside the family, it means before someone go to the society, they should have the friend and the family roles itself. I mean that someone, they should learn from the parents, the vision, the family, the culture, you know, the education. This is very important. Education, it's a help according to the role of family in our society. So this is very important if you talk about family in the big society, in the world, I think.
So you mean before a member of family go out, I mean join society, you mean such a children, parents have a big role, yeah, in shaping good values for their children, Pak Rahmat. Hello, Pak Rahmat. Well, listener, it seems that we have such a technical problem with our gear, and it seems that still talking about family and also as the theme. But before we continue this, we'd like to hear, listener, finally we still connect with Pak Rahmat Hidayat. Pak Rahmat, hello. Pak Rahmat, can you hear our voice so clearly?
Yes, I can
hear you. Okay, so Pak Rahmat, as I mentioned before, you know, we know that before members of family go out and join in a public situation or atmosphere, I mean, such parents have a big role, yeah, in giving such, you know, good values for their children. How do you see this, Pak Rahmat?
Well, this is how the parents in the family, particularly mother or father, they have a role as a teacher in the family. They teach everyone individually, speak, and they taught Okay,
well, Paramount, we know that, I mean, so far as I know, most of innocent people, especially in our family, a husband usually goes to work every day, and a wife still at home to care and also preserve about his or her children. I mean, it means that more than hours, yeah, for a mother every day is with her children. Meanwhile, a husband still in the office. So actually, how can a father, Paramount, provide or manage his time in order to have such similarity with his wife in order to educate and even like you said before to train about such core of values or character to their children?
Well, I think now there is a change in situation. If you look about the family organization or the family structure in the society, modern society, as we talk about, there's a difference at all about the father and the mother, husband and wife and family. It's still exists in the traditional society, you know. Husband working in the public area and then wife working in the domestic area at home. But now there's a change in situation. Both of them, they're working, you know. Father and mother, husband and wife are working in the public area. And, you know, the children, there's no people who are in charge at home. Or maybe children, they talk to their parents, the father, the mother, because there's some there's a nearby the place. Or maybe if they have little children, a baby, they can put to the care now. So this is the change in situation, because they are economic dimension, they are social dimension, you know. So now, from my view, according to my research and according to my observation in the some family in Jakarta, let's say Jakarta, there's something changing at the ground, changing changing, you know, it's totally different if you look according to the traditional family. So this is there's a changing condition, there's a changing situation from the traditional family to the modern family. So this is important, I think.
But Paramount, you know that especially for, I mean, if in the modern family, I mean, if we see about in the area of, I mean, if we try to compare living in a city and even in the village, that also has different situations, Paramount. So how can a family, in a different situation, they try to manage and even try to, you know, educate their children so that in this different situation, still able to result to children who have good characters and values, Paramount?
Well, this is a difficult question, because if you look the situation, what are the village society and urban society, the roles, the roles from the parents, it was definitely changing, okay? Mm-hmm. Why? Because in the urban society, with the modern family, they try to connect with the third party. Let's say, you know, if we look to some area in the urban society, they try to put the baby, the children, in the daycare, in a day. And the second one, they put the children in the boarding school, you know. In the boarding school, let's say in Shanghai boarding school. And also another example, the modern family, they try to hire something like, you know, a teacher, resident teacher, for the education, for the course in the school, like private, mentor to arrive in the home, and they teach every day for some of the subject in the school. That's for the modern family. But for the traditional family, in general, the parents, they still have the roles for the teaching, for the religion, for the subject course, you know, it's totally different. And there's no daycare in the village area, you know, because they're very expensive, and then there's not like need for the people in the village area. But for the urban area, I think one thing is that now it's very different on the social media. This is very important while changing from the traditional family to the modern family. In the modern family, the social media is very important. It's a basic platform. It's a basic platform communication. But in traditional family, there is no need social media for the platform communication, because they can meet every day, they can talk every day, they can talk everything in home. But in the modern society, modern family, social media is very important platform. With the call, with the video call, with the WhatsApp call, you know, they can talk not directly. This is very important. This is the changing situation from the traditional family and the modern family.
Okay, so if we turn to about mentality, Paramount, we know that each family has its own responsibility in teaching and even training about his or her own children very well. So actually, what are the effects, Paramount, the mental and also physical health of family members in order to be able to interact in the community directly, Paramount?
Well, this is one of the implications if you look about the modern family, because in the modern family, the interaction is not too strong other than the traditional family. You know, in traditional family, they have strong bonding. Strong interaction with each other, you know. Mm. But in the modern family, they don't have like strong bonding with each other. That's why now we look in the modern family, we can look some of the mental health, you know, mm. Mental health, because they try literally in their lives, and then they try to like stranger. And then in our family, I have parents, I have little sister, little brother, but we are stranger to like foreigner. Not like a family. Family is like a bonding, like an infection, like personally, you know. The mental health problem, it's mean they like a stranger, they like frustration, like depression, because they don't have partner to talk to each other. They don't have like the children. They don't have a friend, they don't have to expression the emotion, the love, you know, the language. That's the problem. So I have some study in the research as I speak. In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, yeah, they look frustration, depression, stress. And on the other side, it's very they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what's the main reason? What's the main reason? Because they don't have time, they don't have access to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, their whole family with their roommate, their friend in school, or maybe some boy like to a girl, or a girl like to a man. But they can talk with them. Because the parents, they're working every day, you know, they arrive at home at night, you know, and the children are asleep in the morning, the parents, they already go to the office. It's a complicated situation in the modern family, yeah. So it's, as I call it, a very dangerous situation for the modern family, for children.
So you mean dark inflection, then?
Is really has role has an important role for Ahmad to build their values and character for their life. Exactly. Because if it's each other, intention each other, similarly, they can just understand each other. Just for the sake of importance, I guess they'll have an impression, how your smile, right? Your smile, your emotion. This is very important, by the way, in the whole family insight. Okay, but Ahmad, maybe, I mean, based on your research or the experiences, are there any differences, especially for family, as parents, yeah, who was born in 1990s and also even in 2000, as we know that as Generation Z, maybe Ahmad, maybe here for now, when they have been and they are maybe in more than 25 years right now. So what are the changes for Ahmad, especially for Generation Z? If we try to see about the current situation, which in this case, with the modern technology, they are able to directly interact with that, and even for, especially for someone or people who were born in 1980s, I believe that they have different changes for Ahmad, different situation and different era. So how do you see this aspect, Ahmad, especially for Generation Z, Ahmad? Well, this is one of the complex situations for the little family, the new family, or the Gen Z family. Because one thing, now the social media is very important and very strong influence for the Gen Z and for the children, right? We can learn about how since they was born, how the baby, maybe all the children, they try to learn from the social media. Because now it's different with our generation, right? In our generation, there's no social media to the pollution. So, and the Gen Z situation, the Gen Z family, now they look at the public enemy, as I mentioned. You know, this is the public enemy, is social media, because social media not only provide the positive influence, but also they provide the negative children, right? The negative, bullying, finance, you know, and then pornography for children. So this is very changing for the Gen Z family, and how and what the solution, I think, they should try to connect with the religious authority, to the sports and cultural activity, I think. Because this is a very complex situation for the Gen Z family.
Yes.
And now how children, in particular for the Gen Alpha, I think they try to have the big space now. The big space. I mean that it's not only for the sport, in art. And it's very important because with the complex situation and the challenging situation in our future life, I think.
Okay. So the last, Ahmad, last question. Maybe you have such a message or, advice for Ahmad for a family in Indonesia, Ahmad. Go ahead.
I think today we celebrate the International Family Day, and I call to all the family, all the Indonesian family, how to reinforce the foundation in the family.
Mm.
What is the basic and the foundation in the family? It is according to the value, to the norms, to attitude, education. This is like some important roots in the family. Even we are changing the political landscape, but I think norms and value, attitude, religion, as our society, right, Indonesia is a Muslim country. This is very important to reinforce and to make a strong again, because this is very important. We have facing many problems, not only in Indonesia, I think. We're facing a global changing situation from the US, from Europe, in the world. And if the family has a strong foundation, a strong basic in the education, in the family, in the norms, I think the family will access into whatever the situation in the world. That's very important.
All right, thank you very much, Ahmad Hidayat, for your time. We just heard of you on the Void Talk today. All right,
thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ahmad. And listen, it was our special interview.
Bye.
With Ahmad Hidayat, a sociologist of Jakarta State University. Hopefully, as a family member, you must be able to, as mentioned by Ahmad Hidayat, we hope that families in Indonesia also are able to, manage their time and give their best, especially for children, in order to be able to interact directly with communities and interact with many people here, so that they are able to be people who have good values and character. addition, health annually, that features cutting off dreadnoughts in children as part of the Encounter Festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadnoughts after they mysteriously had time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadnoughts appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to the end village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to reach Indian. With a scenic winding road, with a green potatoes plantation, and with the residents along, it is worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the end village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of the end children, who are called Anapajan. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Tidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kalabete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Tidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Western Mantua had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. They have made them believe to these special children of the end, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Indah merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kapan.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to God. The Javanese must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born Indian, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestral heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual seseorang di Gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atasi yang singkatnya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesaran lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, ataupun masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti juga tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat melakukan beberapa persyaratan di sana berpuasa lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is real. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and community figures in folk will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded or chariot across the village. And the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Pinyalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, especially women. It makes us aside from the fact that most modern children in the end are female. The modern children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Wonosobo. She's 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats.
Imi, si Arita sendiri yang minta dari si Arita.
Arita herself wanted the dreadlocks
vaccine was 2 years old, so low risk for 2 girls who are under age 12. Permintaannya
kok umpama
wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like
other traditions in Indonesia, the spirit world has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Anjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Rajan children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang rojong itu tawaran bikin bantuan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada kendala padi, ada
rambut kita. So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Yang kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikung-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol paling, itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Detail about dreadlocks current ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Tianzhou fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies in raising millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Well, listener, and also viewers of Voice of Indonesia and program of Arinet, this is the end of our Pianos and program of Arinet on Indonesia Today. Thank you very much for your watching and listening to us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and Arinet. Good times, good company. Living it up into the night.